It's May in Edinburgh. Well, it was May everywhere, presumably. And I was unexpectedly getting married to Richard in 2 weeks' time. It was all suddenly happening, which was fantastic, but also freaking me out. On returning to my native Scotland, I had successfully opened a cafe in leafy Brunsfield with my sensible big sister Claire. And all was going well with the help of laid-back Glaswegian chef Callum and Lizzie, our hopefully former kleptomaniac trainee. Early one bracing Monday morning, after I'd spent the weekend in London with Richard, Claire arrived to pick us up from the station.
Oh, I got parked just up here.
Oh, that'll be the chilly Scottish wind then.
It wasn't that warm in London either.
How was London though? I hope you found the dress, Trish.
Oh yes, you opted for the whole Pearly Queen outfit, didn't you, Trish?
Oh, ha ha, very funny.
And I'm going for the full kilt option. We thought we'd do a bit of a national role reversal, didn't we, Scotty?
Something like that.
Right, here we are then. You should wear a kilt, Richard. Strains are still hanging in the wardrobe from our wedding, actually.
No offence, but I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Och, don't be silly. Since when were you superstitious?
Oh, since everybody started getting divorced.
Hey, you. If I hadn't got divorced, we wouldn't be getting married in 2 weeks.
Oh, God, 14 days. There's still an awful lot to do, you know. Just as well you're here to help now, Richard.
Well, Claire, we don't want a big fuss.
No, it'll just be a simple ceremony and a few people having a picnic on the meadows.
I can't believe you're insisting on a wedding reception on the meadows. Oh, it could be snowing, for God's sake. And don't you need a licence or something for an outdoor event like that?
Claire, it's just a few friends on the grass having a drink and a sausage roll.
You can't have sausage rolls.
We can't have sausage rolls.
On the grass?
On the grass.
Oh, dear.
Oh, for goodness sake, Claire, if you're that bothered, you can bring your own food and your own sofa for that matter.
We'll be happy with just a few rugs and a bottle of fizz, won't we, Scotty?
Well, at least let Callum do some nice canapés. Oh, and please don't have plastic cups. John Lewis have got some lovely champagne flutes just now, you know.
It's just that we're not keen on buying into the whole wedding industry thing, Claire.
Well, I can see that. Look, why don't you let me help you get it all sorted? Honestly, it's no bother, really.
Does it matter what we say?
Not really, no.
Hi, Mentes, Callum. No, nobody's dead. Max just texted me a minute ago. I just wondered if he'd stayed at yours last night. No, he hasn't been to church for a while. No, it's not his soul I'm worried about. Yeah, well, I'll see you soon. Yeah, if you're spared, obviously. Bye!
Morning.
Hey, Lizzie.
Is Minty trying to convert you again? Has she still not worked out that you're a lost cause?
She's worried about Max's spiritual welfare.
Well, he certainly had a lot of spirits last night, but don't worry. I made sure he had a good breakfast. I know he needs to eat properly.
Oh, for God's sake.
We were up all night, practically.
Please, spare me the details, Lizzie.
What?
Can't believe this.
What?
Stop saying what.
Why?
What?
Oh, man, are you hungover or something?
Well, you're the one that's been up all night. I've got a clearer head than you.
Really?
Really.
I don't know what you're going all rash
for. Come on, Lizzie, it's pretty obvious.
Not to me, it's not.
Look, you know Max has lots of difficulties. Right? He's very vulnerable. I don't want him being messed around.
I'm not messing him around. He's my friend.
With benefits, obviously. I'm not sure he can handle that.
Or maybe you can't handle it.
Don't try to guilt trip me about my own son, Lizzie. I know him a lot better than you do. And I'll be the one that has to pick up the pieces when it all goes wrong.
I'm going to start setting up out there, Callum, and let you get a different head on. One without mints would be a good start.
Oh.
Morning, Lizzie.
Not so far. There's a bear with a bloody migraine in the kitchen.
Oh, dear. Why are chefs so emotional? Oh, let's have a coffee out here, then.
Hello, Lizzie.
Oh, hiya, Richard. Man, you look rough.
Oh, thanks. No, I am pretty tired, as it happens.
Morning, Lizzie.
Hiya, Trish.
I didn't manage to do any sleeping on the sleeper last night.
Oh, please. We don't need to know about joining the mile-long club.
Well, the train's never a mile long, is it?
Oh, you know what I mean.
God, why is everyone so obsessed with people having sex today?
We weren't having sex. Richard was counting sheep all night, willing it to end.
That sounds like sex to me.
Oh, God, I could murder a coffee. Anybody else want one before we open up?
Not for me, thanks. I might go to the flat and have a lie down, actually.
I said you should go straight there. You're hopeless when you're tired.
Are you okay, Scotty?
Yeah.
I'm going to stick around here for a bit.
Okay, guys. I'll see you later. Mm. Bye. Almost wife.
See ya. Bye. Oh, bye.
Bye.
God. Wife. Sounds ancient, don't you think?
No. There are lots of young, cool wives out there. If he says the wife, that's really bad. You'll have to chuck him if he ever calls you that.
It's all better than divorcee.
Oh, nobody's going to refer to you as that. Come on. It's not as if it's unusual, is it?
Oh, I just never imagined I'd have to tick that box on forms.
It could be worse. Could be ticking widow.
Well, at least you get the sympathy vote then.
Claire, I can't believe you just said that.
I can.
Oh, are these crosses just made, Lizzie? Oh, I'm starving, actually.
Yeah, warlock features in there magicked them up this morning. Better check they're not poisoned. What have I missed? Has war broken out in the kitchen?
Better not have. I'm not having squabbling staff at work. I've got enough of that at home.
You got staff at home?
No, Lizzie. I have squabbling teenagers at home.
I don't know why everyone's so down on teenagers, thinking they're idiots. Callum's really got to start treating Max more like an adult.
Well, you can understand that he's quite protective of him. He's got more difficulties than most kids.
And he's an only child, of course. Asking for trouble. Isn't Richard an only child?
Nope. Two brothers, one in New Zealand and one in New York.
Oh, man, so they won't be coming to the wedding. Could he not have a third one in Newcastle?
So, who's he having as his best man, then?
Well, he's not having a best man.
He's not having a best man?
You're doing the echo thing again, Claire.
We just want a really simple ceremony and a small gathering afterwards. No being given away, no bridal party, none of that traditional stuff.
So, no bridesmaid, then?
No.
Well, somebody will have to help you dress.
Do you know what? I've managed to put my own clothes on for 30-odd years now.
Yeah, but you don't go around in a wedding gown every day, do you?
I'm just going to wear a bit of linen, actually.
Linen?
Yeah, just a nice linen shift dress.
And a hat?
No hat.
No hat?
Echo, echo, echo.
Mum always used to say that linen looked like it needed a bloody good iron.
We opened up and the day started in a rush of coffees until finally there was a welcome lull before lunch.
Listen, I'm going to nip out and look at a flat later on.
Oh, you've seen every flat in Edinburgh already, Claire.
Oh, rubbish. No, I'm serious. I lost count after the first couple of hundred.
Well, I'm not going to jump at the first hovel I look at, am I?
No, you're definitely not.
I'm giving up. Well, I'm being forced out of an extremely desirable 5-bedroom period property that's been sympathetically refurbished to a very high standard.
You've been spending too much time with estate agents, Claire. It's not a property. It's your home.
I'm not sure what that means anymore.
Oh, well, join the club.
Oh, heck. What now, Trish?
Oh, I just feel a bit weird about leaving Edinburgh. I hadn't imagined going back to live in London again.
Yeah, but you like change. You like to be on the move.
Yeah, well, I know, but I've put roots down here now and I'm just a bit unsettled, that's all.
Trisha, I would like nothing better than for you to stay in Edinburgh forever and push me around this cafe in a bath chair when I'm ancient. And, you know, I never thought I would say this, given your history with Richard, but, well, you two have a great relationship. You've got the chance to make a really good life together.
I know. You're right.
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, Trish.
Oh, who said anything about babies?
Mind you, when I come down to visit, I'll be checking into a hotel. You can't expect me to stay with you in some pokey bedsit in Kilburn.
The day passed uneventfully, although I couldn't quite shake off my low mood. Richard met me after work, and I persuaded him to come for a walk along the beach at Portobello.
Oh, God, it's cold.
No, it's not. You're coming down with something.
Oh, it's pretty bleak today. Come on.
No, it isn't. It's fabulous. You don't have a beach on the edge of London, do you?
Trish, what's going on?
Oh, sorry, I'm just a bit... Well, I'm having a bit of an identity crisis, I suppose.
Well, so is the rest of the nation, so you're right there.
I mean it, Richard.
I'm not expecting you to change your name or anything.
I'm not worrying about I becoming we, I'm sure about that.
Oh, thank God for that. I thought you were working up to a it's not you, it's me conversation.
Don't be daft. I love you, I really do.
That's all right then, isn't it?
I'm not sure if I'm in love with London anymore, though.
Oh, bleed nail, Trish. Can't do nothing about that.
I know. I'm just being silly. It'll be fine. I'll get back into the way of it again.
Honestly, Trish, I'd happily see the back of it myself sometimes, but My work's there, and the kids are only an hour outside London, and, well, I can't see how else to do things.
I know that. Look, it's fine. I feel better having said it.
You sure?
Yeah, really. Come on, let's hit the chippy. I could murder a fish supper.
Woohoo! Deep-fried batter. Feel those arteries harden.
The following morning, I resolved to stop feeling homesick before I'd even left Scotland. Richard went off to talk to the registrar, and I walked to work, looking forward to a more settled day.
I'm not being unreasonable, Lizzie. I'm being responsible.
I only asked for poached eggs on toast and a salmon bagel for table three, and you start giving it statistics about suicide in young men under the age of 25.
Hey, guys, keep it down. I could hear you out there.
It's not my fault. He's the one going mental.
I am not going mental. I'm trying to stop Max from going mental.
Look, you two, you're going to have to park this for now. Where's Claire?
She texted to say she'll be here soon. She's got to sort out a flat or something.
Right, well, let's all have a Valium and get the orders done before we go for round two.
I'm on it.
Valium's rubbish. You're better with Benylin and a Budweiser.
You see? This is exactly what I'm talking about. Totally irresponsible.
I've got lattes to make.
She's only winding you up, Callum. She's a lot more sensible than you think, you know.
I doubt it.
And she and Max got on really well. That's got to be good,
I'm
right?
Not sure Lizzie really understands about Max's autism. I mean, it's not fair to mess him about.
Well, it's not fair to mess anybody about in any relationship, is it? But that's the risk we all take. Max deserves to take those risks as much as anybody else. And Lizzie won't mess him around anyway. She's been on the receiving end of too much shit herself.
Oh, bloody hell. Look at the time. Oh, for goodness sake. Everything's falling out my bag. Honestly, you have no idea what's been going on this morning.
Well, that's true. Morning, Claire.
Right, Trisha, please don't get all panicky.
I think you're mistaking me for you.
But there's been a bit of a hiccup with dates.
Any sign of table three's order? They're losing weight as we speak.
Could you pass that to Lizzie, please?
Oh, God, you two aren't still arguing, are you?
I'm not arguing with anyone.
Are you?
Lizzie, oh. Take these out before they get cold, please.
It's icy in here, right enough.
So, what am I not panicking about, Claire?
Well, the thing is, I got another email from David.
Landlord David?
Yes, David Bruce, and... Well, there's been a bit of change of plan in Dubai, and well, actually, he's coming back to live in Edinburgh a bit sooner.
How much sooner?
He'll be here by the weekend.
Yep, that's sooner.
Oh, I know, it's not great.
But we can't move out of his flat before the wedding. Have you seen the amount of stuff I've accumulated?
It's not ideal, I know.
Not to mention Lizzie's hoard of vintage comics and Sylvanian families, of course.
Sylvanian what?
No, we can't do it. He'll have to wait until the end of the month. That's what we arranged.
The thing is, it's not that simple.
Yes, it is.
Well, not really. It was a sort of misunderstanding. I thought he meant the bank holiday at the end of the month, but actually he meant this one.
So you got the dates wrong, Claire?
Well, not exactly.
Really?
Well, yes, I suppose I mucked up a bit.
Oh, mucked up with an F. Now we're all homeless, Claire.
Oh, look, I said not to panic. The kids are going on a school exchange to the States to stay with their dad, right? Which is perfect timing. So you can all come and stay with me for a while.
What, me, Richard and Lizzie all come and stay with you?
Good luck with that. Lizzie will be moving Max in before you know it.
What? Lizzie and Max?
Exactly. Lizzie and Max sleeping together.
Ah, well, now you don't know that, Callum. And it's not really up to you who Max sleeps with, is it?
Sure if it's any of your business either, Trish.
Oh, bloody hell.
One porridge and fruit compote and a bacon roll, please. And just for the record, I'm not sure that who I may or may not be sleeping with is appropriate discussion for a staff meeting in the kitchen.
Have you been eavesdropping again?
I don't stand around and hear Callum discussing whether you're still going out with Jeremy, or whether Trisha and Richard were at it last night, or whether Claire will ever have sex with anybody ever again, do I?
Well, there's no need for that, Lizzie.
No. Lizzie's absolutely right. It's completely ridiculous. I'm going to serve some customers. Claire's got some news for you too, by the way.
Man, nobody ever sees that if it's good news.
Before we knew it, it was the night before the wedding. We had somehow muddled through the last few days and, after frantically packing up, we arrived at Claire's imposing house in a hired van.
Mind my pillar with your door.
Hi, Claire. Sorry we're late. It took much longer than we thought.
Where's Lizzie?
I'm in here. Going to open the door.
God, that's illegal, surely. Oh, get out of there, Lizzie, before the neighbours see you.
Oh, man. Driving over those cobbles is rubbish.
Right, grab a box, folks.
Lizzie, why are there three brand new posh handbags in here?
You don't want to know, Claire. Believe me.
Oh, God, you've been shoplifting again.
Well, I was a bit stressed after the row with Callum and I had a bit of a laugh.
Oh, my God, Lizzie, you'll get me arrested for being a fence. Hide them at the back.
The beige one would look brilliant with your outfit for the wedding, Claire.
Oh, it's gorgeous leather, actually.
Yeah, Italian Nappa.
Oh, stop it, Lizzie. Look, promise me you'll take them to a charity shop or I'll turf you into the street, m'lady.
Brownie's honour.
We quickly unloaded the van, retrieving our wedding essentials as Claire locked the garage, delighted that everything was now out of sight. Finally, we sat down to a belated dinner.
Well, I'm delighted we're staying with you, Claire, if this is the standard of cuisine we can expect. Oh, I'm looking forward to breakfast.
Mm. Oh, no, that's it. I can only cook three things.
Oh, it's true. Claire knows a lot about good food apart from the cooking bit.
If that's the police, Lizzie, I'll say I've never seen you before in my life.
No, it'll be Max. I told him to pop round.
You've invited people over to my house the night before Trisha's wedding. There's still a lot to do, you know.
Right, I'll get it, shall I?
Have you hung up your dress yet, Trisha? Oh, and remember, you have to spray water protector on your shoes.
I even ironed it, Claire. But I might not wear shoes.
Oh, stop it.
It's not going to rain tomorrow. It's getting it all out of the way now, so it'll be blazing sunshine all day.
Ah, well, let's not get carried away, Lizzie.
Right, now, where's my list?
Hiya, Lizzie. Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi, Maxie. Hi, Callum.
Hello. I thought the party was tomorrow.
We just wondered if there was anything we could do to help.
Oh, well, the list is endless. I'm sure I can find you a job.
I like your hair, Lizzie.
Oh, thanks, Max. I had it cut this afternoon.
Actually, Callum, maybe you could help me take some stuff out to the car.
Sure, no problem.
Great.
Max might not be safe alone with me, though.
Lizzie.
Sounds good to me.
Right, well, here's the shower rota for the morning. And, tonight's bedroom allocation is on that list.
Have you really put Richard and me in separate rooms?
Of course. It's the night before your wedding. Oh,
are you fretting about preserving my virginity?
Absolutely.
Oh, I bet I'm the only virgin here, eh, Max?
Gosh. We're all being very open tonight, aren't we?
You tell it like it is, Max.
I'm sorry, Lizzie. You know.
Yeah, I know.
Right, well, Callum, let's start loading up the car.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, good.
You can have a lot of fun and still be a virgin, though.
Hey, Max, quit while you're ahead.
After a deep sleep, dutifully alone, I woke up to a fabulous sunny day and had breakfast with Lizzie, as Claire and Richard had disappeared off to do some last-minute thing. I'd just finished getting into my dress and was brushing my hair when there was a knock on the door.
Only me.
Oh, morning, Claire.
Oh, Trish.
Oh, never mind those drinks.
Oh.
What is it, Claire?
Oh, you look lovely.
Oh, God, I thought something awful had happened.
You look so like Mum.
Do I? Oh, I thought I looked like Dad.
Oh, well, not in that dress, you don't.
Oh, here. Get some fizz down you, come on.
Slangeva.
Jingling, Trish.
I do remember Dad wearing a dress, you know.
No.
Well, it was Mum's old caftan dressing gown because his was in the washing or something and we were playing at hairdressers and we put Dad's comb over into a ponytail on top of his head.
God, he was so patient.
And the minister came to the door for some reason. Dad was totally unfazed and asked him in.
And Mum was furious because the hair ribbon didn't match the caftan.
Oh, they'd have loved this today, wouldn't they?
Oh, sure. Although Mum would be running around changing all the arrangements, obviously.
And Dad would be half cut before the service even started.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I still wish they were here, though.
Oh, I know. I know. They kind of are, though.
Mm-hmm.
The ashes are still in the urns on the landing.
No. Oh, no, you're not serious.
Well, where did you think they were? We kept trying to arrange scattering them, remember? And then, I don't know. We've just never done it.
Well, we must.
but not today, right enough.
Look at the time here. Right, you need to get a move on.
Oh, God, my makeup's a mess now.
It's the crushed frock I'm worried about.
Claire put me back together again. And after she insisted that we stop at an estate agent's on the way, we finally arrived at the Meadows, suddenly nervous but happy and excited to see our friends, and even a couple of the baldy men and young mum regulars from the cafe.
Oh, good. Excellent turnout.
Hello, Scotty.
Hello, almost husband.
You look gorgeous.
So do you. Oh, I'm loving the tartan tie.
Thanks. I'm frightened to sit down in this suit in case Claire comes up behind me with an iron.
She's been incredibly restrained, actually. I thought she'd have an orchestra and a marquee out here.
Okay, beautiful people. The registrar is here. Gosh, I hope she's okay. She's only done one wedding before.
Oh, she'll still be enthusiastic then.
The guy that did my cousin's wedding had a sneezing fit in the middle of the vows. He was allergic to the bride's perfume.
Oh, God, Lizzie!
Yes, snot all over his face in the photos. Broke.
Right, look, it's clouding over now. We need to start. Wow. Is that Max?
Yeah, we're surprised for you, Trisha. He's been practicing like crazy.
Are you trying to make us cry, Callum?
Oh, isn't he just the coolest guy?
Yeah, he is. You deserve him, Lizzie.
Yeah, bloody do, you balloon.
I'm sorry, I've been an ass.
You should be concentrating on your own love life, Callum. I see Jeremy's here.
Uh-huh, and looking cool in that suit.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather round to witness the joining of your loved ones, Tricia and Richard, in marriage. Now, I have to point out to you that by law, once the service has started, we can't leave this location. So, if it starts to rain, we might get a wee bit damp, although not in spirit, obviously.
Oh, I have 20 umbrellas in a box by the recycling bins.
Thank you, Claire. Let's begin.
And so we started to exchange our vows.
I, Tricia Louise Montgomery.
I, Tricia Louise Montgomery, know of no lawful reason why I should not marry Richard Simon Pearson.
I, Richard Simon Pearson, know of no lawful reason why I should not marry Tricia Louise Montgomery.
And, of course, the heavens opened. But we stood our ground and got married in the fresh Edinburgh rain, and it didn't matter one bit. We laughed and we cried and were joyfully, drippingly pronounced husband and wife.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
And we kissed delightedly, and everybody cheered and clapped and headed for cover as fast as possible. Claire manoeuvred us all into Cafe Culture, where she handed out warm towels for us all to dry off.
I've got a change of frock for you if you want.
Is there anything you haven't thought of, Claire?
Shouldn't think so.
The cafe looks amazing. I love the decorations and the ivy on the tables. And the food looks fantastic. I can't believe you did all this in here.
Well, I knew it was going to rain. That German weather station is so accurate.
Getting all those brollies was no joke, though. I was tempted just to nick some, but Claire said she'd sack me.
Oh, God, Lizzie.
Yeah, and trying to get you out of the way yesterday so I could get on with the cooking was a total nightmare.
Like a lot of things in life, it was just a question of having a plan.
Claire, I love you, you mad old bat.
And you guys, what am I going to do in London without you driving me nuts every day?
Ah, well now, hang on a minute. I've got a present for you. Here.
A key?
Yep.
Oh, to your heart?
Actually, no. To a flat in Marchmont.
Finally bought a flat, Claire.
No, shut up and listen to your husband.
Your big sister has been very busy and very clever and has found us a place to rent.
What?
I've taken a year sabbatical. I'm going to start writing that bloody book I've been talking about for years, and you and I, my dear wife, are going to set up home together in Edinburgh.
But what about... Well, what about everything in London? I mean, are you sure?
Yeah, it's all sorted. There'll be lots of train journeys and stuff, but it's all fine. This is what you want, Trish. You know it is. This is your home. And I want it to be mine.
Oh, bloody hell, where's the tissues? I've redone my face about 5 times already today.
And I'm not moving either. I'm staying put in my house, my home. Struan can go to hell and Lizzie can stay with me. Well, for a while anyway.
You see? Sorted.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bride would like to say a few words.
My husband and I... just want to say a huge thank you to all of you, especially to my sister Claire, and to Lizzie, and to Callum, and to Max for making this the best day ever in the whole world. Yay! You know, if years ago we could see snapshots of the future, we would wonder, who are those people and what's happening there? What are they doing? But what would be really obvious about this snapshot is that it's full of people who love and care about each other. And how great is that? How lucky are we? Oh, I think that deserves a latte all round, don't you?
Oh, something stronger, surely.
Okay, espresso, anyone?
Oh, come on, champagne all round, people! Yay!
Secrets and Larties was written by Hilary Lyon and directed by Marilyn Imrie. It starred Hilary McLean as Trish, Hilary Lyon as Claire, Pearl Appleby as Lizzie, Derek Riddell as Callum, Roger May as Richard, and Scott Holtson as Max. Produced by Murray Hunter and Gordon Kennedy, it was an Absolutely production for BBC Radio 4.